The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, the college football world is wacky, man. I mean, we've been talking about this Belichick thing all day. You realize Rich Rodriguez is back with West Virginia?
Guess who's back?
I mean,
back again.
It's 17 years after he left for Michigan. And remember, everybody thought that was going to be like the thing. And he goes there, and it's a dud.
Remember how they were going to be in the BCS? They were going to be in the championship?
Oh, yeah.
And the wheels fall off.
Completely. But Rich Rodriguez, that is, was the West Virginia coach from 2001 to 2007. And they were 60-26. That's right. He was one of the hottest commodities in college football.
It was almost Ryan Day-like for them. Now Ohio State's got a higher standard.
Yes.
But this was a dude that, for those who don't remember, he, of course, was the offensive coordinator for Tommy Bowden.
That's
at
right.
Tulane, then Clemson, then took the gig up in Wheeling.
And then
in Morgantown, I should say.
Pat White and yes. Steve Slayton.
That's correct.
Right.
Which that offense was not. I mean, Pat was cold. UNLV hiring former Florida coach Dan Mullen, Mike.
Yeah, and we looked it up. Like, are they in the? No, they didn't sign up for the Pac-12. So they're still in the Mountain West. But again, in this day and age, I don't believe you'll ever see a team in SMU's position ever get a bye and be in that where they are
Boise,
right now.
Boise.
What I say, SMU. SMU's in there. They earn it. They're in the AC. Yeah, I'm sorry, Boise. But Boise coming out of the Mountain West. Is in. Can Vegas do that? I guess UNLV made the news this year when their quarterback, who they had promised six figures, said, I quit because you're not giving me the check.
That's right.
But Dan Mullen used to recruit. Then Florida fans felt he didn't hit the recruiting trail like they expected. Like, he built that Miss State. Think about what he did at Miss State, man, in Starkville. That was impressive.
It was.
And the budgets weren't there either. You remember we talked about what the facilities like when he got to Miss State?
Yeah. UNLV, they went 10-3, and they needed to replace Barry Odom. He left for Purdue. So
right.
That is why
they played Boise State in the Mountain West Championship.
This job opening happens, and listen, I thought I liked Dan Mullen on TV. I thought it was good, but this is how crazy and wacky the college football world is, where you have NFL coaches wanting college jobs, you have guys going back to where they were, 20 years ago, and you got Dan Mullen, who a lot of people say, well, he's done coaching, he's just going to be on TV, taking the job at UNLV. Whatever. I think, Mike, until we get to that point where you said in a couple of years and once a judge signs off on it, where and how much money everybody can spend and where it's going to come from, and then we'll see what this looks like. But right now, it's still it's not a fair and equitable playing field. Georgia and the Alabamas and the Texas and Ohio States of the world are still doing more and spending more,
right,
which is why Belichick asked for more money. And then we looked at the breakdown of that. And as we talk about this, guys, obviously Georgia is preparing for either – Indiana or Notre Dame. And we'll continue to talk about this leading up to the start of the college football playoff on December 20th. But it's just weird, all this stuff that's happening right now.
Yeah, and then you've got, I mentioned Carl earlier in the show, how do you build your program? Do you build, don't you feel that you've got, like Kirby, you've got to take guys from high school all the way to graduation, or if they leave early for the NFL. You remember from Wake Cross, Thomas Castellanos.
Yeah.
This kid
winds
up going to Boston College. He was under Gus Malzahn at UCF, transfers. Now they bring him to FSU. So literally going to go from DJ Uiagalelei to a kid who lost his job at Boston College. Now, Castellanos didn't fit what Bill O'Brien was doing offensively.
No, he did not.
So that's kind of, you know, a little asterisk there. But still, a lot of folks that follow Florida State are saying, are you ever going to be able to develop that stud quarterback all the way through, the way Kirby has guys stick around, the way that Carson Beck stuck around, the way that Gunnar Stockton is now hopefully going to pay dividends for Georgia?
Yeah, I think, Mike, the notion is, as long as you have the money, you're going to get the kids you want. And I would tell you that's about 30%. The other 70 or 75% of kids that you've got to get, you still have to recruit. And I still think it's important. And if you're not building that, look at what Brent Key's doing foundationally. If you're not doing that, and then again, helping yourself in the portal when need be, I just don't foresee Bill Belichick or any of these coaches, Mike, but him specifically, just going in the portal every year and paying whatever it takes to get the guys he wants. You build no consistency, and plus, right, the culture of your program is crap.
Georgia Tech has to do it the way that Kirby's doing it, and certainly, like you mentioned, Brent Key. But remember, we said this earlier, no disrespect to Georgia Tech, but if the money is there, then they can do it. SMU is an example.
Yeah.
SMU, first year in the ACC, they come in, they nearly win the championship game. But you've got to have that commitment from your big money people. And I guess, and the guys who cut the smaller checks too. But if everybody's going the same direction and you got a vision, you go get a guy that can, like Haynes King, you know, that's the thing. You've got to, you said it all starts with the quarterback. But I don't think it's impossible that a Georgia Tech, and if a Georgia Tech can win a championship, certainly Belichick can do it. But you've got to have the loot. The loot's got to be the thing.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.